isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but have a passion for 19th century suffragettes and an enthusiasm for the music popular back when Debbie Reynolds made Nabokov proud in Susan Slept Here. Derived from the Hebrew or Persian word for a lily flower, by 1957 amongst a field of Marys, Lindas, and Debbies, she first reached her peak popularity in the U.S. Prior to that, you could find her as a woman's suffrage champion, the titular protagonist in a popular 1953 romantic comedy, a 1950s Oscar-winning actress, a drugstore conspirator, and the subject of a Stephen Foster minstrel tune. But perhaps because of the sundry of forename variations and rhyming possibilities, she was also the most popular gal in rock and rhythm. For this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, it's a song named Sue, or Susie, or Susan, as this review features the music of Calvin Bowes and his All-Stars, Ritchie Valens, Melvin Smith, The Brothers, Don and Dewey, Geechee Smith, Dion and the Del Satins, Wayman Brown, and Jimmy McCracklin.
Might we ask your name, madam?
Susan.
No. We mean like your monster name. Like, what do people scream when they see you coming? You know, like, look out! Here comes!
Susan.
Really?
Susan! Ooh, I just scared myself. That is scary.
Texas-born trumpeter Calvin Bowes had a recording career principally as a Louis Jordan facsimile for the Aladdin label. But that didn't mean his music was an inferior facsimile. Calvin produced a sizable 1950 hit with Sophronia B, as well as a nominal catalog of recordings, before vanishing from the West Coast music scene. 1951's Good Time Sue.
Now you've all heard the story of Sophronia B, Caledonia, and Lizzie Lou. Listen, pal, here's a gal who's a real gone gal by the name of Good Time Sue. Now Sue was a chick, I don't know what made her click, but she's always ready and ran to go. Every time this Susie love, a wig was sure to blow. Now she take a little drink, and sooner than you think, she started doing the big time hop, pushing her partner in and out, till she hears somebody holler, make her stop, make her stop. The joints are jumping. Put a nickel in the slot and make the music hot. We'll be dancing here till two. Just be and good time soon. Pushing her partner in and out till she hears somebody holler, make her stop, make her stop. The joints are jumping. Put a nickel in the slot and make the music hot. We'll be dancing here till two. Just me and good time soon.
Within a month after his iconic passing, Ritchie Valens' eponymous LP was released. Initial pressings of the LP contained a tune titled I Got a Gal Named Sue. Soon after, Valens' first posthumous single was released, whereupon Sue and the song underwent a name change evermore. 1958's That's My Little Susie.
One, two, one, two. To do. She knows how to love me and rock me too. That's my little Susie. She knows what to do. She rocks to the left and she rocks to the right. She rocks all day and she rocks all night. When my baby gets tired of me, I'm gonna drown myself in a sea. Could I do?
Turbins gave it a shot for the Herald label in 1957, but it was shelved, and deservedly so, as the Oriental novelty was racially insensitive by substituting L's for R's in the lyric rock and roll. As to how it got to the ears of shouter Melvin Smith will never be known, but Melvin, whom fronted the outfit Doc Starks and his Knight Riders, covered the obscure tune for his one-off single for the Cameo label in 1958, likely with the Knight Riders' backing, and sans the phonetic insensitivity. Zaki Sue.
Oh, Zaki Sue was the China man, you know. He heard about this rock and roll. He didn't know what it was all about. He had a vision, made him wanted to shout. It was oh, Zaki Sue, yeah, oh, Zaki Sue, the China man. Zaki Sue went to a rock and roll dance.
Yeah.
He knew that this was a dance chance. Shook his leg, walked right in. Oh, Zaki Sue was in a groove. Oh, Zaki Sue, yes. Oh, Zaki Sue, the China man. Yeah. Oh, Zaki Sue began to turn all around.
Yeah.
He did a spin, laid his hand touch the ground. Zaki Sue was in a groove. You should have seen old Zaki Sue move. Now he learned his lesson and now he know that he can do the dance they call the rock and roll. Sue began to turn all around. He did a spin, let his hand touch the ground. Zaki Sue was in a groove. You should have seen old Zaki Sue move. Now he learned his lesson and now he know that he can do the dance they call the rock and roll.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love you, old song called Zaki Sue.
Yeah, yeah.
Chess dabbled in rockabilly, as evidenced by their success with Dale Hawkins, and it was this connection that members of Dale's band, brothers Mark and Dean Mathis, cut a deal. Their debut recording featured guitar god Roy Buchanan, but was imitative of the Everly Brothers, thus credited intentionally as simply the Brothers. A few singles spilled out over the years, none were hits, but instead of the customary fade to obscurity, they persisted and in 1964 formed the New Beats, hitting big with Bread and Butter. But how's about that 1958 debut, Lazy Susan?
Lazy Susan is a girl I love. Lazy Susan, she's my turtle dove. Lazy Susan, she's so sweet. Lazy Susan, knock you off of my feet. Lazy Susan, you lazy bones, don't wanna work. I stay at home, Lazy Susan on the prowl, Lazy Susan, that's my gal, Lazy Susan, Lazy Bones. Lazy Susan, she's so neat. Lazy Susan, she can't be beat. Lazy Susan's got my heart in a whirl, going round like this great big world. Lazy Susan, lazy bones, don't want to work. I stay at home, Lazy Susan on the prowl, Lazy Susan, that's my gal, Lazy Susan, Lazy Bones. Susan, she's so sweet. Lazy Susan, she can't be beat. Lazy Susan's got my heart in a whirl, going round like this great big girl. Lazy Susan, you lazy bones, don't wanna work. I stay at home, Lazy Susan on the prowl, Lazy Susan, that's my gal, Lazy Susan, Lazy Bones.
Trumpeter Vernon Geechee Smith hailed from Oklahoma and woodshedded in KC until the jazz bubble burst there and he moved out west by the late 40s. Outside of being a first call studio ace, many musicologists find little about Smith and overlook that he was the husband of Duke Ellington vocalist Dolores Parker. Geechee cut a handful of singles under his own name, but after 1950 there were just two, with his very last for the obscure Kix label in 1954, Geneva Sue.
to die. Cause every time I want you in the backyard on my time, oh yes, on my time.
Dion DiMucci, or mononymously just Dion, was one of the few that were a coin toss away from the aforementioned fate of Ritchie Valens. Continuing on a string of hits with his group the Belmonts, Dion left the popular group in 1960 for a solo stand. The following year, with the Del Satins in support, Dion notched his only number one, erroneously believed to have been inspired by his wife Susan, whom he is still married as of 2014. Instead, as Dion explains, it was some chick actually named Roberta. Run Around Sue.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey, hey, whoa.
Keep away from a run around sewer.
About all I could find about shotter Wayman Brown was he hailed from Atlanta, was blind, cut a few singles for Decca in 1951, and likes his women shoeless. Barefoot Susie.
Yes, I got a gal named Sue, but she don't wear no shoes. Yes, I got a gal named Susan, but she don't wear no shoes. She give me plenty of loving, and she drinks a lot of booze. She low and squatty, built up from the ground. I say she low and squatty, built up from the ground. Every time she kiss me, my love comes tumbling down. Bye. wanted to go to parties, she'd rather stay at home. Yeah, she doesn't go to parties, she'd rather stay at home. When Susie gets drunk, she's got a heart of stone. She got 10-pair shoes, she never wears a pair. She got 10-pair shoes, she never wears a pair. She's my barefoot Susie with long black curly hair.
How is it that the first non-instrumental single attributed to Don and Dewey was released on the micro-label Shade at the end of 1956, re-recorded a few months later for the Specialty label, then promptly shelved? Fast forward to 2014, and the original released version is virtually non-existent outside its initial medium, while the shelved version is readily available on MP3. Miss Sue.
I got a woman with money in her every hand. She's been all over the world from a sea to sand. She's up in Alaska now, I was told. Went up there and bought out all the gold. Daddy, do you love me too? I said, yes, mama, child, you know I do. She grabbed the purse and then she kicked out a tin. Said, come on, daddy, let me hear you say it again. Let me see. Oh, child, don't you know? Every day, baby, just rolling in. Don't you know I miss you? Oh, child, don't you know? Every day, baby, just a rolling in dough. Miss Sue got money in her every bank. It's even gone and bought an army tank. Miss Sue smiled and then she told me she even got money growing on a coconut tree. Child, don't you know? Every day, baby, you're just rolling in dough.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Sue K. Hicks. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit JetMasters, that's two T's in Jet, .com to learn more about the review. Presumed a one-hit wonder for 1957's The Walk, James David Walker, aka Jimmy McCracklin, had been recording for about every label ever as early as 1945, and would actually hit his artistic peak the next decade. In 1961, McCracklin cut an obscure tune for Bay Area producer Bob Geddon's Geddison label. The two quickly collaborated to form the Arctone label, whereupon Jimmy decided to remake the song with a souped-up beat. Nowadays, the original version only exists on 45, while the arguably inferior souped-up remake is on CD. Here's the nearly unobtainable original, Susie and Pat.
Right now. mama.